Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hart playing Taluga.
Folks, we got a siege to do. Let's do our recap and get right into the episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the Chaos crew and the Baggy-Neck Swamp Guardian reunited in the ruins of Brackenridge Peak with the Bullywug Warlocks of Bleebly. After some Eldritch Blast practice, the gang made their way down the mountain and towards Titagol. While Taluga took a nice long nap, Theo and Glebnor came upon a gruesome sight. Shambling in the shadows, a viscous sap demon was in the middle of acquiring a new host from a pile of corpses. As quietly as they could, Theo and Glebnor snuck up on the new tendril puppet and took it out before he could wake up their sleeping plope. Using the power from his burgeoning Zom, Glebnor absorbed magic from the sap demon in his first dissolve. Investigating the bodies tangled in the vines, Theo discovered what appeared to be emissaries from Corellus, an elven nation in the heart of Magria. Further investigation revealed that these elves hadn't been killed by the kudzu, but by a large bladed weapon. After a very quiet funeral, the small band of Bleebly's soldiers made their way to the ruins of Titagol. Taluga was finally awakened as they approached the gates, and after some stern parenting began formulating his plan for the upcoming siege. So we find ourselves at the gates of the ruins of Titagol. At the back of this giant colossus, there is a gate that has been ran down and now covered in these thick kudzu vines. And in the shadows, lurking, preparing their siege, what do we find our heroes doing?
So we've already established the attack pattern, who's attacking what, the amount of juice I gave everybody.
Yep.
Like, all right, guys, we're going to do it off our god signal. I just remembered I have this cantrip light. We'll light up one of his arrows. He'll shoot it up. You second you see that, just aim it where at the target I told you. I don't care if you shoot not together, but it has to hit target.
The big roots. All right.
Which root?
We're going to be firing at the middle one?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Big T?
I will be going after the large one going over his shoulder.
Which shoulder?
Right.
Okay. Boys?
Wasn't it left?
No, we didn't just pick.
Okay. Yet.
Oh, no. We're picking now.
We're going up the left shoulder. Sneaky.
We'll kind of fuck around the left shoulder so you can sneak by.
Language.
Oh, you're right. Oh, sorry.
But yes. Okay.
This is a good plan. Hell yeah.
All right. One last thing. Everyone huddled up.
Huddled?
And I grabbed the stick. I tap it on the ground. I'm like, we won't be seen. Huzzah! And I just pass without trace.
Can you pass without trace? How many people?
That's so many people. I think it says targets. If I'm not
I think you might be right. I think it's like everyone within a certain radius.
Let me double check.
What have I done?
You done messed up.
Each creature you choose within 30 feet of me. So they're all pass without trace.
Okay. So... you guys will essentially be kind of invisible when this assault begins. If you guys would like, you can get yourselves into position. Let me get some perception checks, I guess, as you guys kind of scout out the wall.
13.
Nat 1.
25.
Okay. Taluga, you are in full general mode. You have all your troops kind of stationed in different hiding spots in the woods. You look and you can see that some of the bullywugs, they've smeared their faces with this kind of like tribal war paint, but they're kind of hiding up in trees with their finger guns ready to bleebly blast. They're each holding their little explosive barrels, or I guess they'd be bottles, right? Their little bottles kind of all strapped together.
Yeah.
Around a rock. Basically exploding rocks.
Exploding rocks. Perfect. So yeah, Taluga. You can see that all your bullywugs with their bottle rock ads are ready. They have them all strapped up and ready to go. You can see Big T's just holding a boulder, just like getting ready to huck it. He's just kind of looking at where it's going to be. And then you can see the Briar Children. They're kind of fighting over who gets to light the fuse, but they just stop
together.
And you can see you and your little group get ready near the left shoulder of the Titan to try to scale it and sneak in. We'll say that very high perception check also. You can just see at the top of the wall, there are a number of these tendril puppets that seem to be scouting, but you know from your encounter, or actually you don't know this, but you two do know from their encounter earlier, they are blind outside of the 30 feet range that they have. With a very high perception check, I will say you notice that all the tendril puppets are connected to a root network that leads into the city. But we'll kind of operate...
Daddy.
Yeah.
What?
They're kind of blind.
Like, how blind?
They don't see very far.
Yeah. You gotta be all up on them.
I need distances, guys. Distance. Numbers. Hit me with numbers.
That's
at least 60 feet.
At least 60. Okay.
Yeah, they can't see you if you're 60 feet away. They can't see you.
Okay. How far apart from each other are they?
They seem to be spaced out 30 feet apart each.
Well, we think 60.
I have an idea. Are we like mid-climb or just looking at it?
I guess you guys have kind of just like gotten to like the tree line before the city. You guys can make stealth checks if you want to kind of get in position to start scaling the wall.
Do I see birds around?
That's a great question.
38.
Okay, Mark, how about you settle down?
22.
Okay. 31.
Okay. I'll say it's nighttime, dead of
Reggie
night.
Reggie has to.
Oh, you're, yeah, hold on, let's see.
Don't forget the plus 10.
Reggie, like, army crawling on the ground.
Well, I guess, if it, right, because I said we were night sieging.
Reggie got a nat 1.
11.
For an 11.
Fucking she's like, Reggie.
He's like, no one's gonna find us, dudes. This is the best. I love doing sneaky missions.
And loudly steps on a branch. One of the tendril puppets, the one nearest the wall, kind of moves over lifelessly and looks down into
the
forest.
How tall is the wall?
The wall is 60 feet high. And you notice that the puppet doesn't see you as it looks down. Okay. It does. It is like locked in that area now, though, because it did hear something.
See? 60 feet.
All right, I have an idea. I forgot we're at night and we probably won't see birds, but are there bats around?
I was going to say, you do not see any night birds. You do see that
no
there are
nightingales.
Yeah, there are some like chirping bats kind of flying through the woods.
I'm going to.
Chirping bats, huh?
I'm going to use
they chirp,
one
right?
charge.
They squeak.
Squeaking bats.
On the staff.
Okay.
To cast Speak with Animals. It's right. Not concentration.
Perfect. So. How long does it give you the ability to speak to animals for?
I think it's like 10 minutes.
Awesome.
Let me check.
Yeah, give me like an animal handling check.
Duration
is
10
down.
Minutes.
Yeah, you kind of see some bats flapping through the forest. You see one just get like yanked out of the air by one of those, like a long thorn, immediately sucked the blood out of it and dropped on the ground.
All right, dirty 20.
Dirty 20 on the animal handling?
Mm-hmm.
As this thorn lashes out and kills one of these bats, the other three bats fly over to you and land. Oh, jeez Louise, they killed Gary.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I wasn't ready. Oh, it came out real quick. Thorn went right through his neck.
How close did you get for him to do that?
Oh, I don't even know. I think I was probably about like 25 feet if I had to measure it. I didn't even know I could measure things, but I'm kind of just basing it on echolocation. A word I didn't even know I could say until this very moment.
What's your name?
I'm Eugene.
Eugene. What a wonderful name, Eugene the Bat.
Thank you. This is my wife, Tanya.
Tanya, beautiful name.
I'm grappling with sentience, and it's a lot. See, screaming is his, no, my bat wife, please relax. Everything's fine.
It's okay. I just need a favor. We're going to solve the whole issue going on with the forest.
That'd be great.
But I need those guys to scatter away from each other.
Okay, you want to go freak them out?
Yeah, they can't really see past 60 feet, but they can register noise.
Oh, so perfect.
If you cause a fracas over towards that way, you might be able to pull them over. Okay. And then just get out of there.
Tanya, struggling. My child just died and now I have thoughts! Just screaming.
Dude.
It's okay. Gary would want us to help.
Do I see the bat falling down?
You can see that he's just trying to restrain his screaming bat wife.
Well, I mean, is Gary up there or is he falling down?
Gary got immediately crushed and ripped apart by a tendril of vine.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
It's fine. We got a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
Like a whole cave.
All right, I'm just going to pat you on your little head and give you some guidance going forward.
All right, I guess I'll go yell at those guys. Come on, home. We're going to yell at them.
Give them a good yelling.
I can't not yell! Okay, let me look up the bat stat block.
The bat block.
I was not ready to roleplay a bat. You know, sometimes...
You're doing great.
Thank you.
You're nailing it.
Thank you, you know... Sometimes the players throw an opportunity at you and you scream like a southern gentleman. You know, these are just how things go.
You know, I wasn't ready for you to start with one dying immediately because I was going to say, just fly past them.
Yeah, no. Okay, so they got one hit point.
Yeah, it's not great.
12 armor class. They have echolocation, which just means it can't use its blind sight while it's deafened. But yeah, I guess they'll just go over there and just flap about and kind of,
just screech.
Yeah, I'll do a quick screech.
Did give them guidance.
Screeching would probably be like a performance check, which they have a -3 to. So we'll try that. We'll try where that goes.
But they screech on the daily. They aren't trying to perform their screech.
They don't have an attack at all?
Nah. Is it like a bite or something?
They got a little bite. It's a +0 to hit. How do you guys feel?
Just screech.
We'll be screeching. Don't you worry. This is so much. Okay. I will.
Let's see if this works, guys. Screech.
Roll a d4 for me for the guidance. That's not how I.
All right. I cancel the -3.
I got it's a straight roll.
Yeah.
It's a flat 10. So you see. These bats flutter away and start screaming. I mean, the tendril puppet doesn't speak bat language, so it just looks up as these bats start kind of, "Fuck you! We love Gary! He was my son!" The tendril puppet does just kind of go, just shuffle and go toward them. Give me another round of stealth checks as you guys are now trying to sneak by these stupid bats.
It's a nat 20 for a 38.
32.
21.
Okay, Reggie, come on.
You rolled an 11?
Yeah.
Don't you get an advantage on stealth too?
Oh, I do.
And, I mean, you don't need to roll
again. Yeah, I was going to roll again,
Reggie,
for double nat 20.
Or you got a dirty 20 with the, this was, ooh, it's just, we
38.
I love how we had set it up last episode that this really badass siege was about to happen. And so far, it's you guys have snuck up and convinced a bat couple to scream at a plant guy.
Well, we need to get up there undetected.
Hey, listen, there's no judgment here. I'm in my fucking element. I'm loving it. With those insanely high stealth checks, can I just get some athletics or acrobatics checks to scale the wall?
I'm going to ladder.
Oh, you want to ladder up? Sure. Yeah. That'll give advantage to these two then. Still give me an athletics or acrobatics though to... You know, do ladder things. Right.
27.
Okay. I'm not going to go up the ladder so that more people can climb up faster. I'm just going to...
16 laddering?
With 23.
Awesome. Okay, so you ladder up quickly. Reggie's like, thank you! And he kind of starts going up the rungs. You can describe it to me with that insanely high acrobatics check. What did that look like, Theo?
Oh, it looks more like Theo just, like, ran up the thing to get up very quickly. It was quick run, just... Awesome. All the way.
Yeah, and then as you see the rest of the group get up there, you start scaling the wall, Taluga.
Theo, grab my top rung.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah, you zip up. For a second, you're almost overwhelmed trying to hold all of Glebnor. So you kind of get to the top, and then Reggie's like, I was on you! He's kind of crumbling around.
Could have came with.
But, I mean, this wall is covered in vines and thorns, so it is easy to get handholds as you're scaling it. With those very high checks and very high stealth checks, you kind of sneak over the wall. You're at the top of the wall now. About 60 feet down the way, you can see the tendril pup. There's two tendril puppets now trying to fight the bats. The bats are just kind of swarming around them, trying to nick at them while they're kind of clumsily trying to, like, bat them away.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And you guys... I guess you're down there. Do you guys want to signal your dudes now? What's the play?
Do we want to signal them now, or do we want to take a quick peek-a-roo around and then use my urchin feature to get to Yarno's double speed?
I mean, I would like to get to Yarno's to see what is left there.
Cool.
But, I mean...
I think we got to pull the crowd. We got to confuse them.
Okay.
You think we got to do it right away?
That's what I was saying. Maybe we get to
the second
Yarno's
we launch this,
it
it's happening. Like, there's no, it's all go, no stop. Second we stop, we lose momentum. Yeah. That's how raids work.
Right. But do we want to do that right this moment?
Yeah. I think we should go to Yarno's first.
But
if it's feasible.
You don't think, like, that's like the hottest place in town. You don't think he's done anything to
it? Is it the hottest place?
I mean, it's got grenades, and he's probably accidentally stumbled on one. Well,
do you think a demon's going to know what a grenade is?
Yeah, I mean, if one went off, we don't know.
Untrained eye.
We don't know what buildings he's been into.
Can I see Yarno's from where we are?
I mean, you guys are up on the gate, And I guess you're basically looking down the Titan. You can see that the Titan's leg, which was where the steel tool scrapyard is, it's way down the way. You can't really see, I mean, all you can tell is the general area of it. The whole city seems to be covered in vines. You guys can give me a perception check if you want while you're up there, though.
Dirty 20.
Okay.
7.
10.
Dirty 20. So, Theo, you, now that you're up here on the gate, you can kind of see all of the ruins of Titagol from this height. First of all, it's like a flood of emotions just seeing your city destroyed. If it weren't for the vines, this place would already be in ruins from the giant storm that came the day that the Stormcallers did. From up there, the Dirty 20, I would say that you would see in the chess cavity that once made the square, the center of Titagol, there is a massive, gnarled black tree growing out of its chest cavity. You know, this is where, like, town, like, meetings would happen. This is where town hall was. And now there's just this big, twisted black tree driven through the city itself. It appears to be, even at this height, you can see there is one larger creature sort of moving and patrolling around it. There's so much vine, bramble, and green here. It's hard to see what this thing is walking around in this big, the 20 you can tell is making like kind of a round around the big tree. Sort of like a guard path, if you would. Dirty 20, you can see that you guys could climb down. So basically, if you want, you guys could climb down and try to sneak past everything and get to the Steel Toe Scrapyard before you initiate your bombardment plan. You have to make a lot of stealth checks. But you guys, you have a plus 10 right now, so it's up to you.
Yeah, but Reggie's really bad at them.
I have a plus 2.
Reggie, you're just so mad at
it. I know, I won't roll very good.
All right. Let's hit Yarno's on the way out.
You want to hit it on the way out? Yeah. I mean, we could start this and hit it on the way there.
We could also maybe try to make our way there, and if things go kind of...
That's what my plan was.
If things go south,
shoot the arrow up.
Shoot the arrow and distract them so we can get there quicker.
How long does the lights cantrip last?
I don't think...
Another question. Is it open air all the way to the stale scrap yard?
Yes.
I mean, I can... Okay. It's a cantrip. I can wait to cast.
Why?
Because if he shoots an arrow up into the fucking roof, it's not going to help us.
Oh, no. Yes, yeah, you... It's... Titagol is a giant open-air city, obviously. It's not the only cavernous part of this town is the ass of the Titan, so...
Boy, is it cavernous.
It sure is.
I can give you an arrow, cast light as you put it in the bag of holding. That way it doesn't shine any light anywhere, and then when we need to use it, I'll just grab it and shoot it straight up.
I just don't think doing it... If we get caught or things get dicey, is going to help as much as doing it now or doing it when we confront the big thing. I feel like in the middle, we'll give them more time to deal with the confusion or at least organize. Doing it now will get them, we'll get the benefit of the confusion, and then they'll organize to go out. So by the time we get to the middle, they would have already shuffled on out. If we do it later, we take full advantage of the confusion. I feel like middle is the worst possible time.
I mean, if we do it now, we also, you know, we avoid the risk of everyone out there just getting bored and kind of gun shy. They are kind of, you know, they all seemed pretty excited to light those rockets.
Also, I do relay seeing the big thing that's walking around like the tree. So
you think that's the Barstow demon?
No, I don't think he'd be patrolling.
He's probably cooling out somewhere, being the boss.
He seems like, you know...
He doesn't lead by example like father.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good point, Gleptor.
Thanks, son.
You're welcome, father.
It's probably like his underboss, you know, like the second in command type of thing.
Maybe.
Seems like most of the routes are leading to the center where that big tree is.
I think we do it now.
All right. I'll hand you the arrow to... Cast light.
I hold the arrow. I
cool.
Use the cantrip light and I hand it back.
And then I'll shoot it 600 feet in the air.
Okay.
All right, we better go before that falls down on us.
Yeah, it's going to hurt.
Ladder time.
I guess let me get a perception check. And you guys are sprinting to the steel toe scrapyard now.
I think we're
gonna
sprinting to the middle, aren't we? To where that tree is.
I think we sprint there instead of doing the big loot. We just do a quick,
cursory loot.
Like we find what we can use. We find nothing, just go. We find anything, just take it with.
Okay.
Nothing like, we're not trying to like salvage anything on this go around.
Yeah.
This one's purely like, got any grenades? Any more alchemist fire type deal?
See, Reggie's just looking. He's like, run to the foot.
And I've you said
perception.
I got a 15.
Glenmore's welling up. It's a 6.
24.
You're all kind of waiting. And Theo, you just spot it before it happens as you see one of the tendril puppets just disappears off the wall as a boulder fully goes through him. There's like a shattering of wood, and right as that happens, multiple explosions go off of the center of the gate. You guys are like looking into the city, and behind you it's just fire.
I walk slowly away from the explosion.
If everyone can get, really imagine a really sick 80s action movie as you guys all walk away from the flames behind you and make your way into the city. Okay.
Was that all of them launching it, or just one of them?
You just hear two at first. It seems like they are trying to stagger.
Okay.
Make another perception check now that has just happened.
It's an 11.
17.
11.
Okay. Klebnor, you're looking up there, and you can see that there's a bunch of these tendril puppets running through the streets, making their way to the wall. Seems like they're going to support it. Some are climbing up to kind of get on top of the wall as well, but you guys are able to kind of stay in that shoulder area and kind of hide and get behind them. But it has drawn all the tendril puppets in the city to the wall. Make some stealth checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
31.
36.
37.
It's not Reggie's fault. He got a 15, but you guys rolled so high, that's fine. It's not like... These tendril puppets don't have amazing perception.
What are you
or anything.
Doing back there?
There's so many. I keep getting my foot caught in the roots. They're fucking everywhere. They've ruined this place.
Just hop on Glebnor.
Yeah, Glebnor, can I get on your back?
Yes, for the love of God, get on my back. As all these tendril puppets are sprinting through the streets, you guys have your opening, and you make your way into the city. As you kind of slink and sneak through the city streets. I do have a couple urchins in this party, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I grew up here, baby.
Yeah, I'm also an urchin.
What?
Yeah.
Why'd I never know this about you?
I don't make it known like Glebnor does, but like I've been doing the same thing he's been doing. Just when he says it, I'm just like, yeah,
you
tack
know
on
Glebnor,
same thing.
Nonchalant. Oh. Just like Reggie taught me.
I would normally ask for survival checks to navigate the crazy winding streets of the city, but you guys know every shortcut in this town. And let me get one final round of stealth checks and basically just have you do them as you kind of move through the streets.
Nat 20 for 33.
Awesome.
25.
35.
Come on, Reggie.
Reggie gets advantage on my back.
22. He's great. With a nat 20, I think you're having like a little bit too much fun being sneaky, Tallulah. Like
he's got the hands like praying mantis with the tippy toes.
You'll see like a tendril puppet like sprints up the street and looks around, and you're just doing like fun little like backflips behind him, just so quiet and he can't hear you. Just kind of keeps running. It's pretty freaky. The streets here are, I'm not going to lie to you, it's fucking scary. There's ruins everywhere. Vines cover the entire floor.
Oh, guys, look, it's Sam's Pastries.
Oh,
so Sam. Good.
You know, it's crazy that it's untouched. I guess even the demons love pastries.
Damn.
You guys yes-handing me into being a pastry shop? Is that what's happening right here?
Yes.
Is that what's happening on my own show?
Yes.
We've worked that demons love pastries and would never ruin a pastry shop. It's an art form. They can respect it.
And now that we have Jeff.
Completely untouched is a small pastry shop in we'll say like it's, you guys are sprinting down like the left arm district through what was once a beautiful farmer's market in Tidagol. And it seems that the roots of just by like the nature of their cascading over the metal frame have just perfectly avoided Sam's Pastries.
Wow.
How long do pastries last, Daddy?
They're bad.
Oh yeah. They're,
you get like a week and then after that it's
Stalesville City.
I'm going to take a mental snapshot of this though.
We it's beautiful. It's kind of weirdly beautiful.
Yeah. Well, maybe demons do like sweets.
We're gonna have to talk to Jeff about this.
Jeff somehow fucks me in some end fight 30 episodes from now by giving a demon an eclair. I'm gonna freak out. Okay. I'm just gonna freak out on the show.
I just think it's a fun little quirk for them to have.
Everybody likes a treat.
They just respect the artistry of pastries.
I can feel it. You know when you can just feel that you're gonna have a problem?
You go fight a demon, I walk up with an apple pie.
I don't love this. You sneak through these winding city streets. It is, you know, it's sad to be in this place because you haven't actually seen it since that day. Places that you like fondly remember just were already in rubble, and now there's just vines twisting through the destroyed city streets. I will say at one point, Glebnor, can you make a perception check for me?
No, you're not going to do this to me. Ah, 16.
As you guys are almost getting to the Steel Toe Scrapyard, you stop in front of a destroyed blacksmith shop.
Oh, Jenry!
Shh! No. You can't just tack that on after.
Ridiculous. Okay. One last round of stealth checks. Sorry, I know you guys make a lot, but you're covering a lot of territory.
I nat one.
Okay.
37.
22.
Okay. I roll for Reggie, but I didn't. One's going to make some.
Thank God for advantage. I would have nat one with you.
Man, if only someone had else had advantage.
With a
too.
28 sleight of hand, can I scoop Daddy?
Yeah. I will say that it still makes a sound.
Just like a...
Okay, so we'll say you guys are making... It's like your final kind of sneaky part. You've made it past all the tendril puppets in the city, and you kind of like looped all the way around the center of town to avoid whoever's guarding that giant tree. As you make your way into the Steel Toe Scrapyard, once again, this was kind of the junk warden, or the junk ward of the city. Here is where...
Luga kicks a wrench.
Ah, my fucking foot!
This is the place where pinky toe. Theo, for years, worked for Yarno, collecting scrap, trading dreadsteel, tinkering around with some of his first early designs for some weapons. This was once Yarno's kingdom. It is piles of destroyed bits of home cooking equipment. You sneak past like a pile of like, burning tires that just isn't, the fire has never gone out. There's been so many of them. I'll say you probably do at some point as you're sneaking by. You can see that there's like caved in footprints in the stonework leading away from the scrapyard. And you would remember that this must be the steps of the giant oven mech he piloted out of the scrapyard to help defend Tidagol in its time of need. But as you're entering into the scrapyard, trying to hopefully recover any of Yarno's leftover equipment, Taluga, you ding your foot loudly on a jutting steel pipe coming out of a pile of dread steel.
Damn it! Jeez, who leaves a pipe out like that?
God, Jesus, be quiet, Christ. Taluga. You're so sneaky.
I'll punch you.
I know you will. And that sound does kind of ring out in the scrapyard. Make some perception checks for me.
30, 20.
12.
22. Okay. Glebnor and Taluga, you guys look and in the piles of rubble, scrap, jutting out pieces of metal, and now there's vines mixed into all this trash, so it's like it's fucking chaotic as all hell. But you can see there's movement in the junk pile. And at first, it appears that you see a kobold coming up out of the junk.
It's Daisy, isn't it?
Who's Daisy?
The little dragon here.
The dragon.
The dragon that flew away in the last battle?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is not Daisy.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. I forgot the thing had a name.
I just said that.
Okay.
Let me write down.
Retcon.
Retconning it to Daisy. I'll re-listen to those episodes. I'm pretty sure we didn't name it.
We didn't.
It looks like a small kobold coming up out of the junk. It kind of moves up.
What are the movements? Smooth or herky jerky?
Some would say herky jerky. And in piles of scrap, you see kobolds that died during Krizik's storm are now twisted and covered in barbed thorn.
and they rush you out of the junk. You can hear the sounds of small bodies scrambling through scrap metal. Bits of gear is just like rolling and falling and tumbling everywhere. We already rolled initiative. So first up to act is Glebnor. I will say that with your high initiative roll, you can see that there's three of these barbed kobolds corpses running through the scrap at you. They're each about 30 feet away from you in three different directions. There's one directly in front of you, and then on scrap pile, so your left or right, you can see two more of them.
Okay. 45 degree?
Yeah. Don't know why that is, but yeah. Good idea. Yeah.
Just sure. Asking.
Sure.
I would like to rush in.
Okay.
Daddy!
Wow. Zombies!
Okay.
Tally-ho!
I know, for you guys, fighting zombies isn't that crazy of a thing to be happening. go for it.
Appropriate reactions!
Are you charging the one in front?
Yeah.
Sure. Give me, go ahead. Make some attacks, do your thing.
There's a 26 bonk.
26 bonks.
Green Flame Blade!
Are you... Son, shh.
They already know we're here. They're making a ruckus.
Shush.
Okay, Green Flame Blade.
There you go. Jesus Christ. That's it. That's the stuff.
We're still stealthing. We just gotta kill them, and no one else knows.
I got silencers on both guns.
That's an 11 for 6 bludgeoning, 5 acid. I don't know if that matters to the plant.
Does not for these guys.
And then my Flame Blade. Mm-hmm. One.
Son, you gotta remember.
So much preamble for one fire damage. What are you gonna do for bonus action there?
No, I'm green Flame Blade is the bonus action.
I think no, it just happens.
No, it just happens.
Yeah, it's his attack.
It's a cast.
Nope.
Yeah, so he casts Green Flame Blade on the hammer
attack.
To do the attack. It's part of his attack action. What else you got? What are you doing for a bone?
I would like to retroactively steady my aim.
So steady aim, you can't move.
I move first.
You can't move first or after.
Isn't Reggie on your back? Wouldn't you have sneak attack?
Reggie is on my back.
Reggie's on your back.
That's why I was trying to steady my aim.
You will get sneak attack. Reggie's like, oh, we're fighting! Zooms on your back as you slick up.
So another 7 sneaky.
Okay.
And then I'm going to now go into a rage.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you get that big hit off and then, you know, the jelly starts bubbling and you go red. Love it. All right, Theo, you are next.
All right, going to shoot... Which one did you go for? The one in the middle?
Straight ahead, middle.
Okay. The one on the right, I'm going to shoot him. All my attacks are going to be sharpshooter.
Perfect. These do look like scrambling nude kobolds in like rags, so their armor is not super high.
25 down to a 20.
That'll do it.
That'll be 20 damage.
Okay, relax.
second attack is another 25 down to 20.
Okay. Maybe it'll be less damage.
I'm going to re-roll the piercing.
Son of a bitch!
For another 20 damage.
Okay.
Maybe it won't be less damage.
Barely up as you put two bullets in the chest of this very small, scrambly, thorny kobold.
I'm going to use a trick shot.
Okay. Is it for the bonus action shot?
Yes, this is the bonus. So, Executioner's Hand, I'm going to give myself advantage on this one.
Sure.
I wasn't going to need it, because that's a 29, but just... 29 down to 24. Another 20 damage.
Okay, so a scrambling, bramble-covered kobold jumps out of a pile of trash at you, and you effortlessly pump it full of 3 shots, and it falls out of the air, landing on the ground dead.
And I get my trick shot back.
And you get a trick shot back from Executioner's Hand. Cool mechanic, Ryan. It won't be a problem later for anyone. It's cool. It'll make the class more fun. Fuck me. Reggie's up. Reggie is on. He's actually just going to pull his dagger out and be like, I don't like it. He's going to jump off and just try to stab him.
Damn, Reggie.
He's in like melee range and he doesn't want to. Yeah, he hits. For... a respectable 6 damage.
Shut up, little freaky thing! I don't like you!
He twists his blade in the neck of this little
get his ass, Reggie!
Toluga, yeah. That is you.
All right, guys, it's stealth. Come on, we just gotta take him out quick. Just like Theo did.
Okay, yeah. All right, no, yeah, do 60 damage in one turn.
No yelling our intents.
Okay. Sorry.
He's like, this is a stout gale.
He's just twisting his knife in this thing's neck.
Right, cool. It's my new thing, and I'm just excited.
I'm going to line up the last two, and I'm just gonna burning hands them.
Okay. Yeah, you could get in an angle there. Definitely.
This is why I asked what the angle was.
Yeah. You could definitely, you get in between the two and just spray fire across these trash pits.
So it's a DC 15 dex save.
Okay. One ducks under into the trash. He gets an 18 on his dex save. The other one fails with a 6, though. The one that's fighting Glebnor, you can just spray across.
The one that succeeded takes half, so it'll take 4.
Okay.
And then the one that failed takes the 8.
Awesome.
And then I'll punch the one. You said the one at Glebnor was the one that failed?
Yep.
So I'll punch the one in front of me.
Perfect. All right, so yeah, you spray that bout of fame and then flame and then run up on the one that ducked into the trash, yank him out of the trash and just start punching him.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So 21.
21 hits.
6 damage.
Okay.
Go, monk.
Yippee. I'm helping.
You're helping so quietly and good over there. Great job.
That is my barbed kobolds. Let's see. They spread out like idiots. They were supposed to swarm you and surprise you, but they rolled really low in initiative, so they don't get their pack tactics from being next to each other. They're little and they're scrambly. They're just going to do a barbed slash at Glebnor.
Bring it!
It's a 7 to hit. That misses.
Whiff.
Second one will be on Taluga. 13 to hit.
That misses.
Yeah, they're scrambling in the trash trying to like get to you, but because they didn't get to like team up on their attack... They're used to, these are, even in their undead nature, these are pack creatures. That is our turn. That
Daddy,
will
these
be
guys suck.
Glebnor.
Yeah, they're kind of bad.
It's bonking time.
Thanks for being quiet, son.
This is like the sneakiest murder we've done. This is real fun.
Does an 11 bonk?
An 11 doesn't bonk.
Oh, big whiffa.
Son, you forgot to attack recklessly.
I'm going to attack recklessly.
Good advice, Taluga.
That's what I'm here for.
Fatherly advice. Oh no, exactly the same. I'm little, trying.
Little Kobold just keeps like ducking into the trash as you're swinging your hammer above his head.
Can you steady your aim while you're raging?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has multiple ways to be annoying and get advantage. Yeah. I need your bonus action.
I'm gonna two weapon. Stab
yeah, go ahead. Give it a little stabberoo. You got Reggie next to you.
You might as well go reckless on this.
I don't think I need to.
That 20?
No, a 20, but I'm going to go anyways for the nat 20.
Yeah, you got it.
It doesn't hurt because you already did it and you already have
nat 20?
The nat 20!
Yes.
Yippee!
Roll that damage for me. It'd be a dagger, but then you get to roll sneak attack, which, what is it even at this level?
So a 10, 2d6.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be 4d6.
So that's 10 regular, 16 sneaky.
Okay. You don't even have to keep rolling. I think it's actually funny. You look over at Taluga and you can see that Reggie and Glebnor are just shanking the shit out of this.
I didn't know we were in prison.
You said to do it quiet. This is the quietest way.
You know, you're right. You're right.
Psst, Luga, look what I'm using. It's your mom's teeth.
Son.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
It is cool.
I like it. It's cool. Right.
Family.
We're bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I insight check my son to see if he's doing this in a heinous manner? That's a 9 insight. I think he's genuinely trying to...
I'm trying to make friends. He ate her.
It would only be fair. It's fine.
Theo, that is your turn.
All right. Same thing. Going to shoot the one right, right near Taluga. 17 down to a 12.
12 will miss.
Next shot... 26 down to a 21.
That'll do it.
24 damage.
Okay.
And then third shot, 21 down to a 16.
16 will hit.
Going to re-roll the damage.
That pierce her feet. Man, that shit's good.
20 damage.
Okay. So look, you're like looking over, like trying to talk to Glebnor, and then you turn up and Theo just pop this thing in the head twice as it falls on the ground dead.
Awesome.
Trying to make it quick.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, there's no kill stealing with family, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, no, you did that one time, but yeah.
Wow. Wow, Theo. Wow, we're still bringing that up.
Can me and Reggie clank spider's teeth together?
Yeah.
That went really good, actually.
Yeah. All right, now let's see if we can find any quick grenades, anything, yeah, anything that we can use.
Quick grenade check. Okay.
Smash and grab, Dad. Smash and grab.
Smash and grab. We're so good at those.
Yeah, we're so good at it.
You guys are great at it.
Okay, can I get investigation or perception?
It's a 12.
I am so good at these.
Nat 20.
Yo.
I got a 27.
Okay.
We are just so good at this, son.
Smash and grab, Daddy.
Luga, you want to smash and grab with us?
It's the family way.
I would love to. Yeah.
He just takes, like, one bolt off the ground.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
He's getting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Crazy rolls all around. Theo, you're just trying to get some Dreadsteel. So you spend a lot of time trying to get, like, this one big hunk of Dreadsteel off of the ground. It's, like, caught under another piece. So you're
still, Luga, open the bag.
What? Okay.
Open the bag.
It's stuck.
As you guys are searching, I think what you find, Deluga, is you're digging through all this trash, and you find a perfect easy bake oven just sitting in the back. It's a pretty good size. You could, like, make little treats in it.
Oh, I'm going to take this.
Cobbler's like, just like going for you guys to pass him stuff inside the bag of holding.
Watch your nails.
And with a nat 20 Glebnor, you are scrambling through all the trash. And you find buried in, like, a very clearly a place where, like, Yarno thought no one would ever look, even though it's not that inconspicuous, really. It's like he threw a way too many tarps over one chunk of trash. I will say, you find a large treasure chest, and as you open it up, glittering grenades inside. I will let you roll a d20. That is how many grenades you find.
Real question is, does my son share these grenades?
16.
Oh, that's so many grenades, son. Good job.
That's
good
so
job.
Many. Oh, I hate that. I hate that so much. That's so many grenades.
Give me like 10 minutes. Let me see if I can pump these ones with some extra juice.
Yeah, you swing it open, and there's a full case of Yarno's grenades inside.
Daddy.
Yes, son?
Hold 5 of these.
Okay. You mean it?
Deal.
Yeah.
Here's 5 grenades.
Oh, awesome.
Oh my god, it's so many.
Reggie.
Yeah.
Here's 1.
Hell yeah.
He grabs it.
Sweet, I'll put it on my belt buckle.
Hell yeah.
Oh, cool.
I wanna take one of these grenades and try to imitate what I did with Theo's canister.
Okay.
Make it extremely unstable.
Need a religion check.
I'm like, come on. I did it once. I got to see if I can replicate.
He's going to blow a flipper off.
Oh, that's a 5. No, nothing.
He's like, squeezing it.
Well, don't you know what? Screw this. And I just tape them all together. If I can't make a super grenade, I'm just going to tape them all together and throw one big one.
That is crazy.
Just
plan.
Throw it overhand like a fucking
volleyball. Like soccer ball, throwing it back inbound.
You do a full flip when you throw it. Okay, you can add, I think, what was the grenades we used for this last time? I want to say it was fragmentation grenade.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yep.
Remember, it did a lot of bullshit damage. I'm going to regret it, but these boys love grenades, and I can't stop giving them fun treats to fuck me with, so here we are. Plus, you didn't even have to come over here. This was a totally optional area, but, you know. These were very
low. For the record, in my downtime, I'm going to try and take apart the grenade to figure it out so I can then actually make them.
Makes a lot of sense. These were very slow CR kobolds. I just thought they had the word barbed in their name, and I was like, oh, perfect. Little barbs are on them. But you maniacs. That's a lot of grenades. What is the frag? How many D6s was
5 D6.
So since I have 5 and I taped them all together, is that 25 D6?
Yeah. I guess it would be like the creature would get to make 5 separate saves, but...
Or just become eviscerated.
Yeah, it's a lot. Please just use it now. I don't want that looming on me this whole campaign.
Hey, Barstock, catch!
No, it'd be hilarious, though.
Pants
like,
and run.
30 episodes from now, Ryan forgets that Tuluga has it, and then Tuluga goes, oh, guess what? Boom!
25 D6 coming at ya!
No, what actually happens is every time you make a grenade, Rich, when you learn how to make them, I just tape it on. So I have like,
it's like a
30 grenades in a giant
It's like
ball.
An elastic ball. It just keeps getting bigger every time he makes one.
I don't like the mechanics of this already. This makes me very nervous. Another perception check from everyone, if you guys wouldn't mind, now that you've snuck over here and stolen a crate full of grenades.
24.
18.
16.
You all hear it. More explosions in the distance, as it seems the next wave of your attack has begun on this besieged gate.
Good. They're staggering. This is good. That means we lengthen the amount of time the confusion is.
Yeah. Do you want to hit the middle or try and find wherever the demon might be in the middle?
Yeah, I think they said Ivy and the demon and kind of everything's just in the middle.
Then.
Makes sense when you're, you know.
Let's go to that weird-looking tree and see what the hell that fucking big thing was.
The most people probably died in that place, which is maybe why it's the strongest point.
I say we stealth up. I have a crazy idea.
Okay.
I want to see if it'll work.
All right.
We'll go with what Daddy's going to say, because my thing's probably stupid.
Well, what were you going to say, son?
We're workshopping.
Yeah.
Why don't we lure Ivy and the demon here and throw them onto the tire fire? Yeah, you know, this is why the workshop phase is good, because we can all kind of...
say stupid stuff.
Pitch ideas.
I don't know if we can guarantee that we can draw them here without their drawing the rest of
That's a good point. That's a good point.
We also don't know how big the Barstuck demon is.
Probably huge.
And I don't know if like tire fire damage is maybe the most powerful.
Yeah, but they will have to breathe in the fumes.
It is
a lot of carcinogens.
And also their plants. Plants don't like fire usually, except those ones we encountered that were on fire.
That was pretty specific, yeah. So I guess, yeah, maybe we could try to give them emphysema and then, over.
And they'll die through lung cancer.
Yeah, so like 20 to 30 years from now.
You know, actually, never mind. Let's just go with my idea.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we'll sneak up and blow some stuff up. Okay, cool.
Make another round of stealth checks. You gotta have these moments, you know? You gotta.
Nat 20 for 33.
Okay.
25.
36.
Reggie with that hot, dirty 20.
That's better.
Yeah.
You're getting better.
Thank you. I wasn't lifting the knees, which apparently is pretty important.
It's real important.
Okay, you guys sneak back through the winding streets of Titagol and make your way to Titagol's heart. The last time you were here, you were being delivered a long speech by a satyr cleric.
Oh, that freak.
Uncle Pee-Pee.
He was so awful.
Yeah.
Uncle Pee-Pee.
God rest his soul.
They didn't kill him.
I know, but still.
They didn't kill him on the spot, but he's so annoying, he's definitely dead by now.
That's also
true. No, he's got a way with words, though.
It's an annoying way.
It's not a good way.
Yeah, but, you know.
He's no Uncle Bleagong. No offense.
Son, you can't have favorites with relatives. It just kind of happens.
Watch me.
You know, you're your own person, son, and after a while, I can't keep looking after you.
I'm growing so fast.
such an insane thing to be talking about while sneaking through like the ruins of this like giant mech city. There's vines everywhere, and because you're like, I don't know,
maybe when I met Uncle Pee-Pee, I had a very brief interaction, but he kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I only kind of saw him from a distance.
He grows on you.
I don't know.
Like a fungus.
Yeah, it is kind of like a fungus.
I mean, he had a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, well, you know.
I guess they did ship him off to sea.
Yeah.
At a pretty young age, too.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for that ocean madness.
Yeah. Hmm. All right. You're turning me.
Not right. Me, but I mean, you know, give him benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I will say, as you guys approach the center of town, you kind of sneak up and kind of make your way into maybe like a destroyed building. You guys kind of hide behind like a shattered piece of wall and look out. Give me some perception checks as you're checking out this massive black Feywild tree.
15.
12.
14.
Okay. With 15. Look at this massive black tree. And you can see that on its roots and on the bark covering it, many dead bodies have been placed through splintered pieces of wood. It seems like all these bodies are constantly being drained of life and then engorged a bit and then drained again.
Like it's breathing?
Like it's breathing.
It's kind of nasty.
This big, disgusting living tree. It is dripping blood, and you can see that the ground at your feet is soaked in red liquid.
Daddy?
Also say that 15.
Mm-hmm. Get your tasting tongue ready.
Oh, here I go.
Oh, no. what are we going to call this?
Survival?
Survival. That seems right. Survival or nature?
15.
15. A lot going on. What a blend. A red blend, if you will.
I got it's a mixture. It's got a mixture of things.
Interesting.
Human, dragonborn, dwarf, elf, some animal. Anyone that died in Tidagol
brought to this thing. It's like the whole mixing pot of Tidagol in liquid form. I really shouldn't have done that.
Big yuck. I'm glad I don't have taste buds.
Tastes like home.
With a 15, you also see lumbering around at the base of this tree a like 20-foot tall vine troll skeleton covered in vines. It seems to be just on a patrol guarding this tree. It's just like hulking big, I guess like goblinoid kind of body, wide chest, but it is just the skeleton, and it seems that it is being powered by these vines that cover its whole exoskeleton. It's kind of made for itself. It's dragging a big club on the ground, but it is just kind of doing a little root around the base of the tree, seeming to be protecting it. I'll say with a 15, you can see at the base of the tree, there does seem to be a tunnel leading into what was once the ass of the Titan.
They put a tree in our ass.
In the ass.
Why do you think this thing is... You think it's protecting the way in, or the tree, or...
Yes, son?
Do you think they're trying to break through the wall to the Underdark?
But, I mean, plants need light. Most of them.
Not the root part.
Not these kind. They need blood.
Well, I mean, blood and probably some light.
I mean, I don't know.
Not the root part.
I mean...
Well, yes, but the roots already go...
I'm no botanist.
Son, the roots already go in the ground.
Oh.
They're there.
All right, but I just don't want our friends and family to get planted...
I hadn't thought of that.
I don't know the verb for that one.
We've only seen the vines on top, but if these roots go down even deeper, they could eventually, right?
Let me just try to analyze this tree a bit more.
Go ahead and make an insight check if you guys wouldn't mind.
14.
That's better. 22.
15.
22 insight. This tree's roots are kind of connected to all of the vines in the city that kind of come to the central point. This whole root network, though, goes from the base of this tree at the heart of this Titan down into its bowels, into the ass. Tree seems to be where they're creating all of these tendril puppets. But okay. This tree has roots that lead deeper into the core of the earth underneath Tidagol.
Daddy?
What?
Maybe we all throw our grenades at this tree?
I look at my abomination I taped together. I mean, I was already going to do something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, great minds, I guess.
Right. Guys, stay back.
I'd like to sneak up to the tree.
Okay.
And plant my little...
At the base?
My round meal of grenades.
Okay.
At the base.
Give me a stealth check. You're a nutcase. I love you. Let's do this.
32.
That's a 32 stealth?
Yes. Still have passed without trace until you tell me an hour is up.
Yeah, it hasn't been an hour yet. You guys have been moving pretty quick. I mean, this attack is happening at the gates still, so they haven't been fighting for an hour. Let me just double check on some stuff real quick, but I don't... Yeah, this thing has no way to know you're approaching. I'll just make a perception check to see if I get a nat 20. That's a 6. The tree... Not that you were expecting a tree to notice you so much, but the tree doesn't react as you sneak up to the base of its roots.
Fuck you, tree.
And I sneak away.
No, 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 no.
Okay. I pull one of the pins and I just sneak away.
Everybody behind me. I don't know why I'm whispering into your minds.
Yeah, you guys can make one more round of stealth checks just to see if this vine troll skeleton notices you.
17?
33.
36.
Okay. Only a 16 from Reggie.
Well, it's about to be pieces anyways. Now to get rid of all my grenades.
How close is the vine troll from the to the tree?
So we'll say that Toluga like snuck back to you guys. What's your movement speed, Toluga? We'll say that's the distance you are from the tree right now.
40 feet.
All right, so you guys are about 40 feet away from this Fey Ward tree in the center of town. Say the vine troll on its like root is about 30 feet away from you guys to your right.
But from the tree, it would be...
From the tree, it'd be about... Like, it's at an angle. So we'll say it's about 30 feet from the tree, 30 feet from you.
Gotcha.
Coming towards you guys on this, like, path, this circular path in the center of the town. He does not notice you either. Do you guys want to wait until he gets near it? Is that the play here?
Yeah.
You want to wait? Okay. So,
a two for one special.
You basically put a bomb at the base of this tree. You're waiting for when the vine troll kind of goes near it to set it off.
Luca's sitting there with his little box with the plunger on top.
I have a little rope tied on one of the pins.
Okay.
Guys, you're going to love this.
Let's just get...
Yurg would be proud.
I'm in my explosion phase.
Reggie, record this for Yurg.
I was just about to say, Reggie's like, oh, definitely. He drops his disguise, so he's back into his robotic form. He holds one hand to the side of his head, and one of his eyes telescopes out, so he kind of looks like an 80s VHS tape player.
This is gonna be such a fun whole movie.
Right? Okay. Let me just get a sleight of hand to pull at the string on this, explosion system you've rigged here.
And nat 20'd.
That's my daddy.
You know, I had like so many grand plans, but this is so much funnier. So, you guys are waiting in the shadows. This massive vine troll skeleton is prowling, walking in this big circle. He stops and looks at this like bundle of metal at the base of the tree.
I get his attention. Fuck you.
As you flip him off, you push the down on the ignition. Roll the fucking damage.
All right,
I'm going to make a ton of dex saves.
25
d6?
Was it d6s?
Yeah,
d6s.
All right, here we go.
And what is the saving throw on these?
15.
15.
15 dex.
Or they take half?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I'll wait till you tell me if he makes... How many he makes?
He makes three of them.
91 points of damage.
Oh!
The most damage you'll ever see Toluga do.
Okay.
Get on my level, guys.
So.
Bleebly, he's passing you.
Oh my god. Okay.
I have solved the dungeon, guys. Let's go to the boss.
I can't even believe I'm saying this. They are both still up, but you know, it's going to be the fastest fight we've done in this show.
A stiff breeze takes them both out.
As he looks at you, give him the finger, he looks back down at the bomb as an explosion so big you guys weren't ready for it. Can you guys just give me deck save, see if you don't get blown away by the aftershock?
25.
That's a 7. I get flung.
I got a 12.
I got a 25. I'm going to do a quick athletics to try and grab my compatriots. A 12, probably not going to help.
Reggie got a nat 1. So
he's just flung into it.
Reggie, Theo, and Toluga are thrown back 30 feet. They slam into the ground mad hard. You guys are going to take a little bit of bludgeoning damage.
That's fair.
Take 21 bludgeoning damage.
Just a little bit?
And then Glebner, you'll take half for 10 as like bits of rock and broken trees splinter into you.
Quickly.
Yes.
I had 5 temp hit points. Those don't go away on a short rest, right?
No, they do not. Unfucking real. This explosion goes off. You guys get thrown back. Glebnor, you're just standing there like Oppenheimer, just like your face is just fully getting blown back by this huge explosion. Yeah. The Feywood tree is completely covered in flames and crispy to a fucking core. There's like all these like petals on it have already like been singed away. There's barely any left. It is essentially a twig. A strong wind will destroy this tree. The vine troll skeleton, his whole top half is gone. So
it's just legs.
He's just legs and like
vines.
And vines. And the vines are dangling like the bit of arm where it was holding the club. It looks like it might be able to swing it, but you're not totally sure. This is mostly legs.
Guys, that was so cool.
Patty, that was awesome.
Let's roll initiative.
You like that one?
That was good. We gotta stand farther back next time.
I could take it. I could take it.
It's a bad thing that I'm
it's
going
a 22
in front.
On initiative.
I got a 6.
I got a 21.
Daddy's gonna punch it to death before I get a chance.
Chaos. An explosion rocks the entire city. I'm sure people in Magria heard that. It is like...
Oh, the legend of the guy who made the bomb.
Tuluga, you are first in initiative. There's a pair of legs kicking around as the vine troll skeleton. That's about 30 feet from you. Actually, probably like 20. Wait, no, you got blown back 30 feet. So it'd be 40. It'd be 40 feet away. The vine troll skeleton's top half is just kind of kicking about. And we'll say 50 feet away is the smoldering tree.
I really want the kill on both of these.
Burning hands. Oh, it's probably too far, huh?
No, if I go up onto the vine golem, there's
skeletal golem. Vine troll skeleton.
Yeah, I can cone it towards both. So I will start off with running up to the vine golem.
Hell yeah.
Ringing in his ears.
I'll lead with a bonus action punch.
Sure.
Wait, can I?
Yeah, you go first. That's fine with me. I don't give a fuck. It's all good.
15.
15 just misses.
All right, I'm going to burning hands.
Okay.
I'm so love explosion. I get Yurg now. Guys, I just... Hoo-wee.
You go to punch it, and it sort of tries to like stiff arm you with its foot. And then you put your hand up and blast flames at him. Only a 12 on the deck save.
All right, he fails. It's 14 fire.
Okay.
And it hits the tree, too.
Oh, sick. Because
it's
okay.
15 foot
gone. He cremates both of them.
Even if the tree were to pass, it only had 3 hit points left after you did 91 damage. You scorch the last bit of tree as it just... And you know when someone turns to ash and it just like turns into a cloud immediately? It's just gone after. And this was a massive tree, so it is just blasted away with this last bit of fire magic.
Damn, I kind of wanted to loot the tree. Oh, well.
That ship has sailed.
The, like, doddering, kind of stumbling vine troll skeleton is still up. Theo, that is your turn.
Don't take this from me. I've earned this.
Shoot him in the knee.
He's mostly knee. Get his ass.
I'm just going to run up to Tuluga and give him the help action.
I need this. I need this, Theo. I need this.
I'm going to be behind Tuluga, though.
Good call, because I was about to kick you.
Yes.
Now I get to kick Tuluga.
That's what you think.
What's that?
A kick might kill him.
Yeah, well, he blew everyone up. He had bite and claw attacks, but I'm just going to make these kick attacks. He's going to do... this first one will be... he'll try to knee you. It's a dirty 20 to hit.
I'm going to warding flare that.
Okay. Hold on.
Good idea.
Let's see here. He will do it again.
What? Hold on.
That's a nat 20. Do I take the lower one or I take the
second
one? Yeah, because
you roll at disadvantage.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, you take 14 piercing damage as he just knees you mad hard with his one knee left.
Daddy!
And then he'll try to stomp you.
You can't fucking end this.
30, 20 to
it's hit. Okay, Tuluga, you got this.
Dude, this guy was mad off.
12 slashing as he stomps you mad hard into the ground. And
no, Tuluga, get up.
Now that Tuluga has gone down, he's going to do like a spinning heel kick on Theo with his final kick attack.
No, what?
That's a nat 20.
You want to chill out on your rolls,
I'm
going to
use my luck point.
I'm so okay. You will reroll that.
Guess we're using the potion early, boy.
I'm really happy, because this guy would have been a real problem, it turns out, if you guys hadn't done that immediately. It's still a 19 to hit.
It's better than an nat 20.
Take 26 slashing damage as he kick. You see, Glebnor, you look over,
extra grenade.
And these legs are going off. He's spin kicking, kneeing, and there's like a torso just beating the shit out of Theo and Toluga.
Daddy's quest for glory has backfired.
I'm not listening to Toluga again on that.
No.
No. Reggie is like, he needs this. He gets up. He's all fucked up because he also took a bunch of damage from getting thrown back. He runs over. He takes out a potion and is like, drink, Toluga, drink. He's going to give you, he had one little shitty potion on him. Let's see here. What's that? 2d4, right? 2d4 plus 4?
Yeah.
Vine Troll Skeleton. You did me so right. So right. I love you.
Isn't it full amount if he uses the...
Yeah, he'll use a full action, so you get 12 hit points back.
Oh, whippy skippy.
He needs this! You can't do this to him! Fuck you, legs!
I need this.
Okay, Glebnor, that is your turn.
This is the stupid thing to do. But I'm gonna hold my action and ready a bonk.
Okay.
In the unlikely event that Daddy can finish this.
Yeah. You're just kind of holding it like over your shoulder.
Get him, Daddy.
Toluga, that is your turn. I will let you know he has 14 hit points left.
That's so much for a monk.
I know. That's a great wall of China for a monk.
I probably should have bonked him first. Soften him up
I'm going to attempt to toll the dead.
Okay.
CB, you take out the holy symbol. You just hear bells start ringing from somewhere. Like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, you little shit.
It's a 4 on the wisdom saving throw?
It's 11, necrotic.
Okay.
Flurry.
I'm going to... Well, I have the help action from the attack.
You have the help action?
I have advantage on my unarmed.
Yep.
All right, 21.
21 hits.
For 7.
Please describe to me how you finish off this vine troll torso.
With a bloodlust you've never seen in Toluga before. He unloads like Ip Man punching the guy to the ground to this pair of legs.
Reggie's like, yeah, get him. All right.
I don't like that crazed look in Daddy's eye. He really likes explosions.
And I think we will end today's episode in this crater in the center of Tidacol, where a bloodied and battered Toluga is beating the shit out of a pair of legs. We'll catch you guys next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey!
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.